It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's little outdoor show here on KETR. I am coming to you from way up in Saskatchewan right now. I've just completed about 5 days of some awesome fishing up here with my buddy Bryce Liddell, who owns the Esquatican Lake Lodge. That's what we want to talk about today. Bryce has been our guest in the past, but you know, if you've never been up to Canada fishing, it's definitely a doable thing. It really is. And that's kind of what I wanted to devote today's show on, give you an update on what fishing's like up here. And I caught a 40-inch pike, which is a big old pike. They get bigger, but it was the biggest one that we caught this week up here. And we caught a lot of pike in the, you know, 30-ish inch range. Walleye trolling with, they use bottom bouncers and a little, it's called a walleye rig actually, but about the best way is back trolling with your boat. We use little 15, 16 foot boats with 20 horse motors up on the lake. And you can back troll, and if you have, like Berkeley scented worms that come in a little jar or earthworms, put that on the rig. And, you know, just get around these islands up here and back troll. You can catch the daylights out of walleye. I know we ate fish every day that we were up here. And that was our plan. You have to, bring your food in. You have to buy that back in a place like Saskatoon or maybe, LaRange is a town that's got grocery stores. But to get up here, you fly in. You actually have to fly in up here. So you have to bring your food with you. And now there are lodges where everything is served to you, guides and all that. But here, with the little instructions, anybody that fishes much back in Texas, you can take these little boats and motors and with just a little instructions, and you can catch all the fish that you want. It's a lot of fun. I want to get Bryce with us here in a minute, and he can tell you a lot that I don't know about the country up here. But Esquatican Lake is, it's a short float plane ride up here from Otter Bay, where you meet the float planes. And the first time I came up here, I thought, oh, how will I ever get the logistics down on all this? But it's really quite easy. It's not complicated. But like anything that you haven't done, maybe some instructions will help you. Bryce did tell me that he'd had some of our listeners already up here, had a great time, caught a lot of fish, of course. So, I want to kind of educate you. A lot of people that's never been up north fishing, I truly think the whole trip, airfare to Saskatoon and back and everything, you could probably do the trip for $2,500. This lodge, Bryce's lodge, I think it's a little less than $1,000, which includes the float plane from Otter Bay up here and back, of course, to get you out of this wilderness where I am right now. And then that includes the fuel, the boat, the motor, the cabin, fish cleaning. There's a gal here that's just awesome. Young lady that she can go through those pike and walleye and do it quick. So let's see if we can. Bryce right now is running around kind of helping people load, get ready for these float planes that are going to arrive in about an hour. But possibly I can catch him and let him tell you a little bit more about what we're doing up here. Folks, I tell you, Bryce is still hauling stuff around in his buggy here, getting ready for this float plane in a couple of hours. But I met a new friend up here, Mr. Gary. And if you've read my stuff very many years or listened to the radio, Gary is cut out of the same cloth that I am. He's a outdoorsman, been up in Canada, I guess, Gary, all your life, right?
All my life, yes, sir.
Well, what sparked us talking together was goose hunting. Texas and the Panhandle, and I've hunted North Dakota some. But I have some mutual friends that have told me for years how good the goose hunting is up here. And it's like hunting anywhere. There's times when it's good and times when it's average. But it's, from what I've heard, it's awesome. I'm going to try this year to get back up here. I'm going to get with you at some point and shoot some geese. Hopefully it can be this year. But it is pretty awesome hunting, isn't it, Gary?
It is really awesome hunting. We're right on the flyway of all the geese that come down in the fall. And I still love goose hunting, so we do a lot of it. I have three buddies that I hunt with, and we own our decoys and our goose decoy trailer together, and it's an expensive hobby nowadays, but when you do it that way, it's not too bad.
That's good. You got your buddies with you there. It's not an outfitted deal. You guys just, well, like down in Texas, if we find a good place to hunt, you know, you've got some friends that you hunt with, right?
Right on. We do a lot of hunting and shoot a lot of birds, actually. But we have people that want them, and we give them all away. Keep a few for jerky and stuff ourselves, but most of them we give away and supply people that need them for sustenance.
Right. Well, the greater Canadas, which down where I live are a treat to get into the bigger Canadas, they weigh 14, 15 pounds, don't they? And they're the ones that you really get into a lot.
We do. We get the big geese, and we get the lesser Canada goose. We also get speckle bellies and a lot of white geese.
A lot of snows. Right.
Yes, and we've now got a spread of white decoys of around 300, which you kind of need to get them in. And last fall, we had three or four really good shoots with white geese.
Wow. Well, down there, by the time that most people are my friends listening, by the time they get the white geese down in our part of the world, they've been hammered, you know. I've been shot at a lot. And they are the most wary down there, hands down, you know, to hunt. But I've never had the chance to shoot a lot of graders like you have here. And up North Dakota, I've shot a few. And there's a few in Texas that we get to shoot. But that's what would really ring my bell, is shooting those big old 14, 18 pounders.
Yes. Well, they are a lot of fun. They take a lot of shot in them to get them down to the ground, but they're fun to shoot at.
You bet. Well, Gary, thank you a lot for visiting with us, and I'm telling you, we're going to be back. We're going to shoot some geese together.
I'm looking forward to that, Luke.
Well, folks, I told you that I was going to have Mr. Bryce Liddell with me, and I just couldn't make it to him. He's been so busy getting ready for these float planes to come in. Bryce, what I've tried to do from the get-go is explain to my friends and listeners and readers down in Texas, you know, coming up here is the first time. It's kind of a daunting task. It really is, because you think, well, you know, what do I do? But I have supplied some information to folks that it doesn't break the bank to come up here. You can spend a lot of money at some lodges, but here, for a little less than around $1,000, they can come and have just a heck of a time, and that's what they do here, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And as far as getting here from the U.S., it's pretty easy. We've got good flights into Saskatoon. And from Saskatoon up to La Ronge, you can either drive, or you could take a commercial flight with one of the carriers as well. So.
Yep, and some of the folks that, you know, read our column, outdoor column, and all have been up here and had a great time. And that's what I want to do, is get the word out. I mean, to me, this is paradise. The walleye and... Well, I caught a 40-inch pike, so yeah, for me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a really nice fish. And, you know, the one other good thing that a lot of people don't think about is that there's nobody else on this lake. When you get here, you don't see another soul till you leave, which is pretty cool.
Exactly. Bryce, folks, Bryce, I wish you could get to know him. He's got a float plane here. That's his, when he needs to go to the store, he hops in that float plane in, 20 minutes or so?
It's, we've got a little community here close by called Stanley Mission. It takes me about 10 minutes to get there, about 30 minutes to La Ronge.
It's an interesting life, and you've guided for, you know, deer and maybe caribou and everything else in your, you know, past life, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. I did a black bear hunt in the spring, and then a deer hunt in the fall, and then I did caribou in August and part of September. So,
right.
Yeah, kind of guided all my life sort of thing.
Right. Well, folks, on this week's show, there are the little headlines that we put down. I'll put a link. It took me about 2 years to learn how to pronounce Esquatican Lake Lodge. And, the website. Give us the website, and we will post it, you know, on the radio, the KETR.org, folks. You can go there, and you can go back through archives and listen to other shows where Bryce is talking about what it's really like, you know, about 2 years ago. They're still posted right there. But what's the website where people can look at the pictures and all that?
Esquaticanlake.com. That's Esquaticanlake.com. Lake.com.
Bryce, I think I might hear that float plane drumming around coming over the spruce trees out there, so I know we'll get busy and get loaded up. And really did, like always, had an awesome time up here. Just a good caught a bunch of fish, ate a bunch of fish, and I look forward to coming back and seeing you.
Well, look, it's been great having you up here, all your buddies as well, and be looking forward to seeing you next year.
Folks, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We've kind of pieced it together from actually the wilds of Saskatchewan up near, on Esquatican Lake. You got to actually visit with Bryce Liddell, the owner of Esquatican Lake Lodge, and Gary. Gosh, he's fished there a lot, and maybe you got a little bit of a flavor for what it's like fishing up here. But the main targeted fish are pike, you know, northern pike, and I did catch a 40-incher. That's one of the thrills of my life. That's a big old pike. They get bigger, of course, but that's a big old fish. You catch a pike a lot of times on spoons. I was using a MEPS Cyclops, it's called, a spoon, and threw it out in this little shallow, it was a little shallow ledge with some grass growing up there close to deeper water, close to some water that may be 12 or 14 foot deep. Made a long cast, and I started, you know how you'll work a spoon, I'd jerk it back and let it flutter down a little bit, twitch the rod tip, pull it back, got it almost to the boat, folks, about 8 foot from the boat, and that water's clear, real clear up here. And I twitched it one more time, and it looked like a log came out of that water and grabbed it. And I could see the fish, so I knew I had a big one. I just hung on, had my drag set about right, you know, where it wasn't too tight. But it was tight enough to slow him down. And we got him in the boat, probably took, maybe 5 minutes, honestly, to get him in. But caught the big pike, lots of eater-sized pike, you know, pike that might be, you know, 18 inches, 24 inches, smaller ones, and pike are excellent eating. We had fish every day at the lodge. We cooked them. We blackened some fish, fried some fish, cooked them a lot of different ways. Hope you've enjoyed today's show, folks, and do remember KETR.org. You can go there and listen to the archive of this show forever. Folks at KETR, we keep it archived for years. So we'll be back with you next time, this same time, actually, next week. Have a good week and be safe in the outdoors. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.